Anyway, we know some people who are guys an art dealer. You know, and he high end art dealer. He sells pieces of art to all, I don't know, all these people in Europe and stuff like that.
Right.
But he has this big warehouse of art that he's acquired. And but what he really likes is guitars. So I took him.
Traded him for some art.
A Paul Reed Smith, which is a really nice handmade American guitar. So that's why the guitar was.
Okay, it was a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figure, you know, give the guy a guitar and pick up a couple Rembrandts.
Sure. Why not?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you were not dining with your guitar.
No.
Yeah, all right.
No, no. But I just, I mean, he won't give me anything, but I would give me something to hang on my wall.
Yeah, but then he'll want it back.
I have to give it back, But then I just get the guitar back.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
The hell with him.
Yeah. All right, good. That is kind of a cool place. And Brendan and I were eating there, and we were eating with a couple of friends of my son, my oldest son Pat, who you saw yesterday, because he was out in L.A. for a few years working in the slaving in the sitcom industry, and Wolfgang Puck was at the restaurant, and I think he thought we were somebody else, so he came over to say hi, and once he realized we were nobody, he stopped talking to me in the middle of a sentence.
He did?
Yeah. He goes, "Hello, why are you leaving so soon?" And I went, "Hey, Wolfgang, Steve Dahl, I met you." And he goes, "Yeah, okay." And then he just walked away because I wasn't who he thought. I think he thought, I don't know who he thought. I think we were one of Pat's friends is an African-American kid, Sharif. And he looks like a movie star or something. So I think he thought it was, you know.
Well, Buzz.
Yeah.
Who would you think Steve was if it wasn't him? That's a tough one.
There are some people. There's the M&M guy here in Chicago.
Yeah, no, not that guy. Roger Ebert. In Florida, old ladies think I'm Roger Ebert.
Well, maybe, you know, I'm just trying to.
Dennis Hastert.
Who Wolfgang was.
I think he thought that Sharif, Pat, the black, doesn't he kind of look like a movie star, Brendan?
Yeah, he
does. I don't know which one, but he looks like some, you know.
Terrence Howard or something.
You know, it's hard out here for a pimp. So anyway, right in the middle of a sentence, he just stopped looking at me and stopped talking to me and walked away.
Wow. It
was disconcerting. Like, why even come over? At least go, "Oh, yeah, I don't remember. I have to go." But he just went, like, he just turned around and walked away. Like, "You're not who I think you are."
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It still cost $1,000 for dinner.
Probably felt terrible.
It's $1,000.
Well.
You should come over and, you know, perform whatever act I, you know, on request just for the $1,000 to every table. But that's just what I think.
Well, anyway. If you'd have paid $2,000, maybe he would have stayed longer.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it's because I didn't
maybe
get
you got
the most
$1,000 worth.
Maybe I didn't get the best, you know, I should have gotten more expensive wine.
Yeah.
But I'm not drinking, so I don't really, you know, why spend, you know, more than you have to on a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a couple calls for Joe Walsh here. This is Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hi. Hi, Steve. Hi. Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
591 Jack, by the way.
Fantastic show last night, Joe.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, what's it like playing with the new guy as compared to the old guy?
Oh, Stuart?
Yeah.
Stuart's really good.
He seems really good.
I'm kind of in awe of him. He's one of those Nashville kind of technician guys. He plays mandolin and all kinds of stuff. And he's really got the finger-picking technique down and stuff. Stuart's great. He's a great guy, great sense of humor, and a really good musician. And, you know, I like the other guy, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I miss him, sometimes I don't.
I bet he misses you guys right about
now.
Yeah,
he misses me more than I miss him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Stuart's great, and I think he's a perfect addition.
Yeah. Well, he's got to, I mean, for you to be in awe of him, he's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And you liked that show last night, did you?
It was awesome. Yeah. It was one of the best this season I've seen.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thanks.
It's amazing how many hit songs you guys have. I mean, it's just like, you know, I mean, it's like ridiculous, kind of.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a request, Joe.
What?
Could you play a little bit of The Confessor?
Probably.
That would be great.
All right. Now, if you're, yeah, whatever he wants to do, he can do.
Beautiful.
I don't tell him what to do.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Next commercial, I'll see if it's possible.
Okay. Cool. Hey there, Cliff. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Says you're from Caneville. Where the heck is that?
Well, that's out by DeKalb, a little east of DeKalb.
All right. Mm.
Little small little town out in the middle of nowhere.
Like Kane County?
In Kane County. Yeah. Little Mayberry RFD type town.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've been a great fan of your
Apparently
radio.
They have electricity out there, though, because you can hear us, so that's
yeah.
Cool.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm in Oakbrook right now, so.
Oh, yeah. They for sure have electricity there.
Yeah, well, they got plenty.
Yeah.
But, boy, what a pleasure to be on the radio. First time caller.
Well, you picked a good day for it.
Yeah, it's a banner phone call for me with Mr. Walsh on the line, too. He's been a guitar idol of mine for years.
He's pretty good himself.
He's awesome. Before the Eagles, I was a big fan of his when he was in the gang, James Gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played some great music. In fact, I play a little bit of guitar, nothing like he does, but the first show we ever played for school, we played Funk 49. And,
you did?
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes.
That introductory is harder than it sounds.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a talented man, Mr. Walsh. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
You know, one of my favorite Joe Walsh stories that I can tell on the air, you know, is the one where you're a kid, and I think you're in New Jersey, and you're listening to a Beatles record, and you're trying to learn the guitar part.
Yeah.
Only to find out, you mastered it, only to find out years later from the Beatles, from Ringo, I think, that it was two people playing.
Yeah.
It was a two-guitar solo.
It was Andrew Bird can sing.
Right.
And I somehow figured out George Harrison's part, and I told Ringo that it took me forever to learn. And he said, well, he just played him one at a time, because it was two you know, guitar parts.
Right, on top of each other.
He said, no, he did them one at a time. I mean, I spent 100 hours.
you show at parties, though.
Yeah, but he nailed it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's tenacity right there. Yeah. I am going to get this if he kills me.
Yeah.
Even George Harrison couldn't do it.
No, yeah. I thought I have to do it if he can do it.
Yeah, right.
Could I ask Joe a question?
Sure.
Joe, what is your favorite guitar? If you had to choose one, what would it be?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know that's going to be a tough one. If you could just choose one, what guitar would you keep and play?
Well, I'm really known for Les Paul and the James Gang and all. Cause that was Les Paul through a Marshall. That's where you get your power trio.
Right.
That's a good sound.
That's what you do.
And you just run that straight through the Marshall, right, on 10?
Yeah, just plug it in, turn it all the way up.
Yeah, that's a good sound, a classic sound.
But, you know, I always keep coming back to a Fender Telecaster. And that is Funk 49.
Yeah. That is Funk 49, yeah. That's how you got that crisp sound out of that with the Tele.
Through a really small amp, just plug straight in. So I have to qualify that by saying a Fender Telecaster or a Gibson Les Paul.
Les Paul.
It depends on the assignment, you know. You can't use like a single coil in a power trio. That's just too thin. You got to have a double coil pickup. I don't want to get too technical.
But... Specialist. Yeah. You're a specialist. Yeah. Guitar specialist.
Kind of.
That's why you take them. That's why you take your guitars out to dinner.
Yeah, I know what I know.
Yeah, you know pretty much.
Yeah.
Another quick question.
Show's over at 10. Or not? Okay. I mean at 9 even.
Yeah. There's an album that you cut, James Gang Live at Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
I can't find it anywhere.
Mm.
And that's got the best cut of Walk Away and Stop Live versions I've ever heard you play in anything.
Mm.
Do you have any idea where a guy could look for something like that or any suggestions? Because that is like one of my favorite all-time albums. I learned from a drummer.
You could maybe Google it. eBay, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I've tried. But that album was awesome, especially your acoustical stuff that you did, the Ashes to Rain on there was.
Okay, dude, you got to put your pants back on now and let other people talk to Joe for a little while, okay?
All right, well, it was a pleasure talking to you guys, Steve, and keep up the good work. You guys are awesome. You're on the jack. I never turn it off.
All right, thanks, Cliff.
Okay, thank you.
See you later.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
He was just getting comfortable.
Boy.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and pull down my underpants now.
Just getting started.
Yeah, I just can't find it anywhere. Could you come out and help me Google it later today? No.